Hey, Carlos.
Gary, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing very good, very, very good.
You're good, good. Lou Pizarro turned me on to this movie, Redcon 1.
Yes.
Tell me about it, man. What I mean, was this shot in England?
Yeah, this was shot in England, probably one of the biggest independent action films that's out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are going to be very surprised at what we did with this independent world. It's a suicide mission. It's about eight soldiers that go into a mission, and it's just the captain gets a bad day at the office, and it's a hell of a ride. I mean, it's one of those things. I play one of the cowboys. I soldier turn into a cowboy guy.
Right, right.
But it's one of those movies that will surprise you. It's got like the first part is totally action. Then we get into the sense of the story, mm-hmm. and then it just takes you on and on and on through this ride. And people, I mean, we're getting so much feedback from people saying like we thought it was going to end here, and we thought it was going to end over here.
Well, so
and
Carlos,
just, yeah.
let me ask you something, man, because I've seen the trailer, and the trailer, I mean, like, totally kicks ass, right?
So, thank you, yeah.
So the movie is called Redcon 1, but it's it's about a viral outbreak in Britain that turns everybody into like zombies.
Exactly, but this type of zombies are going to be very, very different than the regular zombies that we have seen. I mean, they mm-hmm. retain the strength and we have a martial arts, and we have, I mean, these zombies are so fast, it's unbelievable, and they have so much strength.
Well, that's what I noticed in the movie. It's like it's like you're fighting the zombies like you're in an Avengers movie or something, right?
You know? Yeah, one of my nephews kind of said that when I was showing him a little bit of it, and he goes, God, that's like kind of a little bit of like Avengers. And I go, huh, that's interesting. So yeah. You're the second person that says that. So that's very interesting.
So now this movie has played in theaters in the foreign market, but now you're going to be streaming on Apple, iTunes, and Redbox, right?
Yeah, I think we are in a few theaters all around the country right now, still playing on theaters. I think we're still here in California. I think it's in Santa Ana at the Esprita Theater. I think today will be one of the last days there.
Okay.
We are at the Alamo Draft House in the Twin Cities and a few other places. But basically, also, as we have a few theaters in the United States, we have all VOD out there, you know, DirecTV, Redbox, PlayStation, Xbox, iTunes, Amazon, everything that you can think of, in all platforms.
Carlos Gallardo is on with us, and tell us about your background with Robert Rodriguez. Yeah,
yeah, real quick. I mean, we started making movies when we were 12 years old, and then we practiced for like 8 years in high school and in college, and then we went on to make El Mariachi, and El Mariachi became an overnight success. Columbia Pictures bought it. And we won Sundance. We won a couple of festivals around the world. And then that took us to Desperado. And then after Desperado, he did Spy Kids. And then we went on to do Once Upon a Time in Mexico with Johnny Depp and Ricky Iglesias, Willem Dafoe. And it's like the trilogy that me and him have done for the past couple of decades ago. But now we're back, now we're back in another action film. I've discovered also Chi Kyung Chung. I was looking for a director, and I found Chi Kyung Chung from England. He's from his Chinese descent, and
wow.
we decided. Yeah, but he's from England. He was raised in England, and we decided to make this crazy action movie. We decided to do something different in the independent world, like raise the bar.
Right.
And I think that we have raised the bar. I mean, everybody that sees this film, they think that it's, they cost like $30 million. So
right.
I'm very proud of it, because it's like, yeah, we did it again, So I'm very proud of that.
So are you a writer, producer, director on this movie? I mean, you do more than that?
Yeah, my main role is an executive producer, because while the director is, I'm always with the director by his side when he was directing. Mm-hmm. I'm also one of the second unit directors as well for the action stuff.
Oh, far out.
But usually I'm an actor producer. I'm an actor first and producer second. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. And most of the movies I usually tend to act. So I play this cool character. Again, that I mentioned before, I played this cool Texas guy with a hat, and I bring a little bit of our culture, of our Latino culture as well.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to have, you know, pieces of The Road Warrior, pieces of Escape from New York, pieces of The Day of the Dead, you know, stuff that I like. Awesome. You know, so my stamp is there.
You know what? It actually looks fantastic. Redcon 1. And for those who don't remember, Carlos was El Mariachi.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes, El Mariachi. They call me El.
So fantastic, man. Well, thanks for getting on the phone with us, man, and tell us a little bit about this movie. And we're going to check it out. I think I'm going to do it on iTunes, on Apple iTunes. It sounds
Perfect. Yeah, and make sure you have a big screen, because this movie is just rocks on the big screen. It was always meant for people to see it on the big screen. But again, I just want to mention, in Malaysia, we have over 100 theaters out there, and so we're very happy. Japan as well. We already opened in Japan. It's going to go to Europe, and so we're very, very happy. The feedback has been great.
Fantastic.
And thank you, Gary. Thank you so much for having me. This means a lot. I mean, we are independent people,
yes,
and we just want to get the word out there. So Redcon 1 all the way. It's a crazy ride, people.